KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 43 degrees in Atlantic. Looking for sunny skies today, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Southwest Iowa news, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday that the body of a man missing since Tuesday was found in a creek. Authorities say at around 8:15 a.m., officers Blake Westerhold and Trevor Mass located the body of 37-year-old Justin Wright of Glenwood. His body was found in the Tinkle Branch Creek by the city maintenance yards between South Locust Street and Knuckles Street in Glenwood. The cause of death remains under investigation. Police in Red Oak say an assault between two 14-year-old males took place at around 5 p.m. Wednesday. The incident happened in the 1100 block of North 3rd Street. Authorities say one of the 14-year-olds suffered minor injuries to his throat and face during the incident, but did not require medical transport. The other 14-year-old was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and referred to juvenile court on a charge of simple assault. He was subsequently released to a guardian while awaiting his initial appearance in juvenile court. A Shelby County man appeared Wednesday morning in the Douglas County, Nebraska court and was formally charged in connection to the fatal weekend crash. 28-year-old Tony Kenkel of Erling was charged with motor vehicle homicide and driving under the influence. The charges were combined, meaning if Kenkel is found guilty, he faces a maximum sentence of 23 years in prison. Bond was set at $100,000. Kenkel's preliminary hearing is set for November 14th. The crash happened at around 7:30 p.m. Saturday near Bennington, Nebraska. Authorities had said Kenkel was driving a pickup that crossed the median on Highway 36 near Lake Cunningham Road and struck a car occupied by 21-year-old Joseph Daniels and 21-year-old Thomas Grease, both of Council Bluffs. Daniels died at the scene of the crash. Grease suffered from serious injuries and was transported to a local hospital. Investigators say that Kenkel had been drinking. A man accused of a Council Bluffs homicide has taken a plea deal. Pottawatomie County court records say 44-year-old Michael Thacker pleaded guilty Tuesday to willful injury and attempted murder and was sentenced to 45 years in prison. He'd previously pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Jury selection for his trial was scheduled to have begun this past Tuesday. Police say Thacker and Cleo McClellan were involved in the November 28th slaying of 34-year-old David Simpson, whose body was found December 11th, 2017. He died from blunt force trauma. Police say all three men were homeless at the time. McClellan pleaded guilty to being an accessory and was sentenced. In other news, Elkhart Plastics Incorporated, or EPI, has signed a definitive agreement to purchase the assets of the Plastic Professionals and Connected Dock, both located in Atlantic. The divisions are subsidiaries of Owner Revolution Incorporated, located in Adair. Officials said in a press release that the transaction is expected to be finalized within the next 30 days. EPI will then take ownership of Plastic Professionals and Connected Dock. Plastic Professionals is a 15-year-old custom rotational molder that primarily serves the marine recreation and point-of-purchase industries. CAD, or Connected Dock, currently manufactures molded components. They were founded in 1995 and supplies modular floating docks and personal watercraft docks to dealers across the U.S. EPI's CEO Jack Welter said that they're excited about the acquisition, which will allow them to increase their U.S. footprint and give EPI greater capacity. They're also looking forward to increasing service to current and future customers with additional manufacturing location. EPI corporate headquarters, by the way, are located in South Bend, Indiana. Additional locations include Elkhart, Indiana, Littleton, Colorado, Middlebury, Indiana, and Ridgefield, Washington. Welter said EPI plans to transfer products from the Connected Dock, or rather from Plastic Professionals, from some of the current locations to serve better existing customers. Plastic Professionals has 10 rotational molding machines. In April of 2017, you may recall that Owner Revolution announced a permanent layoff of some employees at their Atlantic location. Reports at the time indicated that the staff changes were due to the loss of a major contract with a company that produces portable coolers and drinkware. In our funeral announcements, Virgil Boos, age 93 of Cumberland, died Saturday. Graveside services for Virgil Boos will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery, located north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Robert Black, age 59 of Omaha, died Saturday. A memorial service for Robert Black will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Rican Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Dale Walter Doc Clausen of Stewart died October 11th. A memorial service for Doc Clausen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Joanne Whetstone Reed, age 85, of Atlantic, died October 9th. Graveside services for Joanne Whetstone Reed will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in Casey. Auchinberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Kent Archer Archibald, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Arch Archibald will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Henry S. K., age 102, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Henry K. will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Auchinberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Shirley Claggett, age 86, of Rock Wall, Texas, and formerly of Atlantic, died September 30th. A funeral mass for Shirley Claggett will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.